All right, it is Fed Day today. The question is, how are investors positioning their portfolios for what is likely to be a rising interest rate environment? Let's check in with Brian Smolak, Chief Investment Officer of Hood River Capital Management. Brian, thanks so much for joining us once again. You guys at Hood River, you focus on small cap growth stocks. Give us a sense of how you think small caps are going to perform in 2022 and what's going to be a different interest rate environment.
So we're constructive on small caps from here, especially after this 10% pullback or so we've seen in small caps since Omicron broke and talks of a Fed taper have really heated up here. Valuations have pulled back pretty significantly to where now small cap trades at an absolute PE discount on 2022 earnings versus the S&P. Usually it's at a premium. The market does have to thread the needle here over the next couple months with rising rates and Omicron, which could kind of put a pause on recovery while rates are going up. But after that, we think that earnings estimates need to move up and the economy will recover and you want to own stocks and small cap stocks will move up with those earnings revisions. Specifically at Hood River, we're looking for a dislocation in of the market fundamentals for that particular company versus what the street's expecting. And we're optimistic it's going to be able to find plenty of those opportunities in 2022.
So do you expect a big dip, a correction? Is there an opportunity for investors to buy?
So, yeah, I mean, I think we're kind of looking at it here. There's going to be continued choppiness over the next month or so. You'll probably see a spike in Omicron cases, crowding out Delta. But thus far, the disease looks to be more mild than Delta. We're probably going to have a vaccine ready in the next 90 to 100 days, and people are going to start to look through that. The Fed doesn't have much room to raise rates, it looks like, without inverting the curve. But the market's basically saying that it's transitory, and that's how we're thinking about it.
What are some of the sectors that you think investors should be looking at in their portfolios in 2022, again, given what looks like to be, at least for some period of time, a rising interest rate environment?
So we're overweight, and we've been overweight for the last 9 months or so, cyclical names. So that would include financials, industrials, consumer stocks, and then also some semi stocks. Valuation is more important in a rising rate environment, particularly in small cap growth. So you want to own names that are cheaper on traditional valuation metrics like price to earnings. A lot of growth investors tend to look at enterprise value to revenues, and when you have to discount the terminal value out more, that can make those stocks riskier. So that's why you've seen software names, for example, pull back a lot and biotech pull back a lot in this environment, because in rising rates environments, it's tougher on those valuations.
What do you expect to hear from Jerome Powell today? Do you think we'll get any surprises, or does he telegraph everything pretty well?
He tends to telegraph everything pretty well. At Hood River, we're not exactly a Fed-watching expert. We're focusing on bottoms-up stock picking and fundamentals there, but my sense is that he's had a good track record there, and they'll just announce an accelerated taper, which I think is what the market's expecting.
Is there a risk in your mind, as you listen to and read Fed Chairman Powell's comments over the last several months, that perhaps he feels he's a little bit behind the curve and maybe needs to catch up and maybe more aggressive than the market's discounting?
I think that's for sure a risk. He basically acknowledged the fact that he had to take the word transitory out of their vocabulary. And when you talk to companies, that's what we're doing every quarter. We're talking to 400 companies every quarter. They're seeing real inflation that they have to handle day to day. And there's no guarantee that that is transitory. So it's not responsible for the Fed to handle it that way. And they're going to have to make some adjustments and see how it plays.
All right, Brian, great having you on the program. Thanks very much for joining us. Another Harvard MBA, by the way.
But I would say, more importantly, a University of Virginia undergrad. He's a Wahoo. But he's also a fellow alum of Salomon Brothers, like me.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Solly team. All right, yeah. Excellent. Brian Smolak is the Chief Investment Officer at Hood River Capital Management, talking to us
in Portland.
About the future of growth and markets.